¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome back to the weekly freestyle this week. And I can only apologize that we're late. I personally apologize to everyone, but we're coming back with the Bucks review. And I'm joined by the one and only Mr. Withers, who not only is a great swimmer, a great coach, and a great pundit, but Luke, you were actually there on poolside at Ponds Forge. How was it?
Yeah, it was really good fun, mate. Must say, racing quality I thought was really good. You had former/current Olympians, you got world level athletes, not just British swimmers, you got some swimmers from around Europe, etc. No, I thought it was a brilliant meet and my first experience of long course Bucks. And yeah, long may it continue. It's great.
Yeah, you'll be back next year. I guess it's a shame for the Bucks swimming world, because the next meet I think isn't until, is it about October time for short course?
Yeah, I believe it's October.
So it's a bit of a gap. It's like that feeling when the fourth major in golf ends, because you've got to wait another 7-8 months for the next one. So it's a shame, but when they come around, it's great. For those who don't know, Bucks is the British University's championship. What does Bucks stand for again?
That's a good question. I've thought
British University's
collegiate
something of sport. We'll find out, but it's the university's championship. So anyone who is classified as a student, whether they're on a full term or a short term educational program, can enter Bucks. The swimming Bucks has a long course and a short course. Okay, here we are, hot off the press, British universities and colleges system.
Sport.
But also Bucks in swimming. And with many other sports is unique, because I believe guests are allowed, and the guests who tend to be permitted tend to be very high performing athletes. So as Luke, you mentioned there, it's a cool event. How does it feel when you're there? Is it quite a high pressured environment, like maybe a Champs is, or is there that university spin to it as well? Are people having a good time?
I would say actually it seems like the pressure's off for most of the athletes. You do see some really quick times because of it. Because you see these really high class and high level athletes, but they're, instead of representing their country or themselves individually, they're swimming for their uni, and they just seem to really embrace the fun side of swimming again. It's kind of like when you go do your sort of your relay events when you're a kid and you're starting out as a 10, 11 year old, and you can just see they're hyped up on poolside and they just smile the whole time. So, and because of that, you can see the relaxed environment it creates where people swim without pressure, and some really good times can be dropped because of it.
Yeah, it's a 3-day event, and obviously it's live if you're there at Sheffield. I think it's consistently at Sheffield. It seems to be the place to host these kind of events, but also it is live streamed. And I think the stream is somewhat infamous at certain points. Isn't there that athlete that always comes up? Is it like Cockburn or something?
Treblecoch.
Oh, that's it.
Tom Treblecoch had the most out of, I actually was out with him until New Year's Eve. So, Trev, this is for you, mate. That you were getting so many compliments in the comments. I don't know why, to be honest with you, but he did get a medal in the 800. So fair play to Tom.
Fair play. He's backing it up, because I think at one point I was listening and the commentator said, is it Treble Shay or something, or is it Treble Co? And then I think someone straight away in the comments, but no, it's Treble Cock. And then obviously he's a great athlete, gets a lot of support. So fair play. But yeah, it's great that there's a stream. I watched a fair bit of the relays. It was on the Sunday evening, so those were good. That was good fun too. I guess just comparing it to what other places and university systems do in the world, it's always going to be tough not to compare it to the NCAA, which is always going to be tricky. But when you were there, did it feel like kind of a major event and something that you're kind of proud to be a part of as in the British system?
I think so. I'd say it's kind of it's a similar sort of meet to end of season nationals rather than your British champs in April. I'd say that's like the pinnacle of the season as British champs. Then your summer meets, because all the big stars and big name swimmers, they're normally off at, you know, your Olympics, your Worlds, your Europeans or whatever. So that's normally a slightly lower level, but everyone's sort of going for it. Whereas this, you've got a bit of a mixture of some that do go to the Olympics, as I said earlier, and all the other major meets. But there's also some of those swimmers aren't there because they've obviously graduated or they're not at university or whatever reason. But you do obviously get the few guest swimmers who are only allowed to swim in the heats. So it's still like a very high level, and you can see there's quite a lot on the line. But as I said earlier, it was just that little bit more relaxed, and but people still want to swim really fast. So it's kind of got the best of both worlds. It's one of the more fun competitions I've been to in terms of the atmosphere. Even if swims don't go to plan, everyone seems to be pretty chill and pretty happy about just the environment.
Yeah, it's a good environment. I think it's smart the way they place it in the calendar, because when you put it like that, now as we're moving towards a March and April and kind of the major, if Bucks was going to be scheduled later in the season or in the summer, you just wouldn't have any big names because it wouldn't be on their agenda. Whereas now, at this time of year, people know that they're going to get fast racing. It's probably quite a good early season chance to get in a long course pool, and they know there's going to be good competitions, whether you're doing a 50 all the way up to the 1500. So you do actually see names of people who are no longer at uni. I'm trying to think, were there any guest appearances for people who aren't at uni? I know these centers tend to be loosely connected to the universities, but I know James Guy has done it in the past.
The two that I mainly spotted were Luke Greenbank and Ollie Morgan. Oh, and also
is Ollie Morgan not Greg at Birmingham Butler. Anymore?
No, so he's graduated now.
Oh,
so he's finished his uni career, but he was still there. I think he was kind of more there to train with his team and then just have a couple of races in there as well, just to see where he's at. And as always, he just races so fast.
Yeah, he's wrapping up, and I think a few records went, didn't they? So I'm sure we can get onto that. But you were there with your own team. You're there with Brunel?
No.
Oh wait, no, hold on. I do know. Stop. Okay, who are you there?
I was there with Royal Holloway.
That's it. Sorry, Royal Holloway. I know you've got a strong squad. How's the build up been for your team? And also, because I guess it's not one of these high performing universities. How do you get your team in the best shape, or how do you approach it in terms of trying them ready to swim at their best at a meet like this?
Yeah, for us, it's a little bit of a different sort of event because we're not at that sort of level. We're kind of more of a county regional level squad because no one goes to the Royal Holloway with the intention of kicking their swimming on to the next level like they would at, say, one of the performance centres or even like an Edinburgh or a Stirling or whatever. But trying to get them ready is because we only have four sessions a week. So it's just sort of honing in on those fine skills and, you know, getting a little bit of the fast twitch going. And but most of the guys are only doing like sprint events. But the way we've grown has been fantastic. I mean, last year at Short Course Bucks, I think we had like six people go. And then long course, we had nobody go. Whereas this year we had 20 at short course. And I think we had 12 or 13 at long course. So it's been growing massively. So it's great to see, and we're hoping to get a bit more of a link to hopefully to Mainheads, so we can get them something even more and then maybe build the uni up a little bit further.
Incredible stuff. No, that's really good what you've said there around increasing participation. Actually, I think it's easy to forget, especially in the university system where you do still have such a high level of competition, especially in swimming, that actually the people making the event are those competing not at the front of races. It's actually the rest of the racing that's going on. It's in the heats, it's people doing a couple of events, and it's those guys who are maybe doing a handful of sessions a week rather than it being their full job. That's actually the core of Bucks, and without that, it's no different to any other meet. So actually having your solid and your core of university swimmers is so important. So good on you and teams like that around the country, because it's so easy that these kind of events in whatever sport get dominated by the performance centers. And it's so important that I guess people listening to this, and I've been in that situation as well. It's actually, if you're competing for your university, whether you're at the front, you're getting a record, or you're just there. And some people probably aren't even competing. They're probably just there to support their mates.
Yeah, there's loads of that. There's loads of people that just come along for the ride, or they, you know, their family might be based local and they go, oh, I'll go up with you. I'll have a watch. So yeah, it's just that fun event where you can just watch, take part. And it's so easy to just jump in for a swim whenever you like as well. So no, it's a brilliant event. Really.
Were you able to get in the pool at all?
No, I did. It was mentioned at one point going, oh, if you wanted to have a swim, you could. I thought, oh, I do enjoy swimming at Sheffield, but I thought maybe those days are a little bit past me at the moment. Maybe they'll make a comeback, who knows?
Maybe next year. So yeah, it's great to see, yeah, the kind of the cohort of university students swimming. But as we mentioned sort of at the top, there's some real exceptional performances across the weekend, and actually international level performances. I don't know if any British records were broken, but that I know that a few Bucks records went, have been standing for quite a while. Just to swing it across your way, Luke, were there kind of any key performers that really stood out to you? I guess maybe some of the names that we often talk about, and was there maybe someone who goes a little bit under the radar that actually really impressed you over the weekend?
The slightly biased one for me was Cam Brooker. I thought he was awesome. I think it was on night two where he really showed his class, where he managed to win the 200 backstroke going 2 minutes, which was a really good time to go in season. I don't think it was quite a PB, but it was one of the fastest swims he's done. And then he backed up with a relay anchor leg where he was so close to chasing down Tyler Melbourne Smith for Loughborough. He dived in about 5 meters behind, and then he only finished 0.1 behind him. And to be fair to Tyler, he had raced the 800 earlier that session, so he was a little bit out on his feet. But Cam then dropped a 48.4 on the anchor leg of a medley relay, which that Bath, no, sorry, on a freestyle relay.
What's that, 100 freestyle?
100 freestyle.
48 seconds.
48.4. Yeah.
That's not right.
That's seriously quick for someone who's not even really considered a freestyler. So I was very impressed. It was funny because I was with the uni lot back at one of our apartments, and I was watching on my phone. We were watching a film, and I just had Bucks stream up on my phone at the time, and I was just literally shouting at the phone, "Go on, Cam! Go on, Cam!" And he just ran out of room. If he had another 5 meters, he would have had him. But no, that was an awesome swim. Shame he didn't get the touch because he deserved it. Just, and something that anyone can watch is his turns, his skills. The takeover itself was good, and this the underwater off the turn. I mean, he took out like a body length and a half on Melbourne Smith, who's in fantastic form at the moment. So yeah, that was brilliant. So yeah, Cam Brooker was superb.
You mentioned Mr. Brooker. We've spoken about him enough. Let's actually cross over to one of our on the ground correspondents. Have a word with Cam.
Right, hello everyone. It's 17th of February 2026. I'm here in Bath with Cam Brooker. Just wrapped up his Bucks career. Some are comparing it to the end of the Phelps dynasty. Just want to get your thoughts fresh off the back of your final weekend of racing up in Ponds Forge.
Yeah, it was really good fun. It's always nice racing for someone other than yourself, and nice to get on some relays with some of your best mates too. I think one of the commentators said, well, we threw the kitchen sink at Loughborough. Gave it a good go, fell just short a couple of times. But yeah, it was cracking. Great, like, training-wise, racing-wise, got me ready mentally for the rest of the season. And yeah, just a really good time, to be honest.
Now, Bucks are a very special competition, obviously, in your career and all of our careers. You know, it's doing it for someone bigger than yourself. It's for the team, it's for the university. Just a few words on what the Bucks competition really means to you.
I think it's just really good showing people that are like balancing both studying and swimming at the same time. That's quite difficult to do, and I know some people are better than others, but yeah, to do both and then still perform at a high level swimming, and it is quite a high level meet now. You know, you've had people there like Max Litchfield, 3-time Olympian, had people like Ollie Morgan in the past, who's just retired from his box career, young and upcomers like Toby Godsell doing bits. So yeah, it means a lot, and to be honest, like, representing your uni as well, you get a bit of pride and you start to like have those rivalries between yourself and other universities. So yeah, it was just, yeah, really good.
Now, just one final question. I'll let you go back to your important band exercises. You've just finished up your university degree. What do kind of the next few months, seasons, years look like for you as a full-time athlete? And are you looking forward to that shift in lifestyle?
Yeah, definitely. I've already started to enjoy it over the last couple of weeks. Getting to bed on time's the main perk, to be honest. I'm not sure what the future holds, really. There's obviously the prospects of moving on to like a career, like working a job, but there's no rush to do that, really. I've got the rest of my life to work like that. So just going to enjoy being a full-time professional athlete, being able to recover well, and try and move myself up the ranks in Britain and get on those teams, which is the end of the, it's the aim at the end of the day, and try and get on the podium, the international scene. So that's the plan, and see what we can do.
Fantastic, and exciting year ahead for Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Commies is not quite home Commies like it was last time. Not that I was there, but it was awesome to watch. But in Glasgow, you know, the atmosphere is going to be unreal. The Scottish supporters, whether it's rugby or swimming or any sport, are going to be right up there. It's going to be one of the loudest venues, hopefully, I've ever been at if I make the team. And got a lot of people with a lot of experience at Commies to look up to while I'm there. So, yeah, that's the plan, and really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to see what I can do in trials in April.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. There it is, Cameron Booker, British record holder on the end of his Bucks career. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Cam. Luke, other than Mr. Brooker himself, who else caught your attention across the pool?
Anne Harrod-Evans. She's just so fast all year round.
She's sterling?
She is sterling, she's sterling, yes. Yeah, she got the breaststroke triple and going a 10. I think the one that impressed me best was the 106 in the 100 breast, going that in season. I mean, we used to get really excited when anyone would go under 107 for 100 breaststroke in this country, and now she just drops 106 is whenever she feels like it, basically. So that's seriously impressive. And she just wins by such a margin where you go, this is a proper world-class swimmer in the pool. So she was really good to watch.
So nice she did it thrice.
You could say that, yes.
You could say that. So is there anyone close to her in the breaststroke ranks in the female side at the minute? Or is, as you say, is she kind of literally out there by herself? I'm just trying to think for competition.
At Bucks, there's not anyone that close to her, really.
What about in the British scene?
In the British scene, you got someone like Abby Wood, who still does the 200 breaststroke and does that pretty well.
Yeah. Is Anne Harrod at a level that is world-class? I mean, this, all the conversations we have in mid-season, I guess we're looking to something like at Europeans, where if we in the women's medley team, for example, is the kind of leg she's putting in there competitive?
Yeah. So she's definitely in the top 10 in the world at the moment. She's probably, I'd say, in top 5. And what we would really like from her is to find another second or two and get towards that world record time of 104. If we can get her dropping 104s, that will make a big difference. Well, you get a 104, you're probably getting a medal at a major meet individually, and that'll help our medley relay no end.
And because I guess I didn't mean to raise this point, but the breaststroke leg of a medley relay is so important because percentage-wise, it's where you can have the most impact.
Yeah.
And that's why previously with PT carrying the relay and hopefully doing the same in the years ahead, if you've got a really strong breaststroke of that is so important, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the reason we were so good at the mixed medley for so long, is because you have PT on the breaststroke leg, and it's just basically a cheat code. You take out so much ground on the rest of the field. So, yeah, breaststroke's so important. It's so crucial for that relay.
Yeah, and I think from my side, in terms of a massive shout-out, goes to, Archie Goodman. Talking of breaststrokers, you probably know more than me, but I don't think he did the three-peat, but it was so nice he did it twice. He won the 50 breasts in 27-1, which is lowering his own Scottish record, I believe. And also, won the gold in,
and the Bucks record, I believe.
1:07.
Smashed the Bucks
record. is that a record in both or just the one?
I don't know if it was a Scottish record in both. I think it was just a Scottish and Bucks record in the 50.
Okay.
But it was I remember he was well under the Bucks record. I think he beat the Bucks record by like 0.4 in the 50, which is a huge margin. So that was a really impressive swim. And with all the stuff going on in his personal life, which if you don't follow him on Instagram, I'd really recommend it because he does need a lot of support. He's got a petition up at the moment.
Actually just getting it up here, Luke.
Oh.
It's on 96,733 signatures. Make that 96,735 signatures by the end of this episode. Right, Archie's position is to invest in brain cancer and give rights to turn terminal into treatable. where ultimately I've seen an interview with him before where I think he was making the point that people like him with a similar diagnosis were almost getting pushed aside, and they weren't getting kind of the treatment on and actually but I think the research that they deserve. So yeah, sign his petition. I think it needs to get to 100,000. He's so close to it already. So
I think he'll do that this week.
Fingers crossed, and that will go to be debated in Parliament, which hopefully he'll have the chance to go there. I mean, to think, you know, what he's fighting for, what he's going through, and to still be swimming at this level is mind blowing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Quick pause before we get back into it. The weekly freestyle patron is officially live, and this is something brand new and something we're really excited. Before anything else, nothing else changes. The normal shows are going to stay the same, so do not panic. Keep listening and sharing the pod as you already do. We are super grateful for that. But if you want to go and support the show in a bigger way and listen to even more weekly freestyle content, the patron is there for you, where we're doing deep dives. We're doing freestyle cuts. We're going into controversial stories. So if there's something more you want to listen to and support the show to make the free show even better, get across to our patron. We will leave the description in the show notes below. All right, get that signed. Mr. Withers, is there anyone else we want to touch on in terms of performances? I know we're going to move over to the team result in a little bit. I've just got here that Kira Sloshen posted a personal best in a 200 medley butterfly, which added to her
contribution.
Butterfly,
there we go.
Adding to her medal contributions, and also, as often happens, Freya Colbert raced, dominated in the Iron races.
Actually, Freya Colbert probably had the swim of the meet.
I kind
of forgot about that one. She broke a record that was, which I messaged you guys about, didn't I? I messaged you and Dino about 200 freestyle bucks record, which was broken in. What was it, 2018 years?
Yes. Or 2008. Give the listeners this question.
So who can name...
Buckle up.
Who can name...
If you're on a dog walk or it's 6:05 a.m. on a Wednesday, buckle up.
Who can name the former Bucks 200 freestyle women's record holder?
Pause the episode here. Say that again.
Who can name the former Bucks long course women's 200 freestyle record holder before Freya Colbert broke it a few weeks ago?
Should we leave that as a comment competition on the next post? If you know, you've got a comment.
We could do.
That might drum up a bit of...
The clue is, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, there's your clue. That's where you go. So you said that she had the swim of the meet.
I think that was a phenomenal swim. Because that when a record's been standing for that long, there's a reason it's been standing for that long. And for her to break that, I remember I was watching that one as well, and I remember thinking, oh, is she going to do it? It's looking quite tight, looking quite difficult. And then she just... seemed to find another gear in the last 15, 20 meters and just got her head down into the wall and got it. And I was like, yeah, that's seriously quick. So no, she was awesome in that. And another swim she did actually, that was, they probably went a little bit under the radar because I don't think I'm pretty sure they didn't win this relay because they were a little bit behind, was her ankle leg on for freestyle on the relay where she beat, and it's obviously with a rolling start.
I saw this one.
But she went, I think it was 53-1. For 100 freestyle, which considering she's more 400 free and 200 IM and a bit of 200 back and all this stuff, it's not one of her top three or four events. And she just went a ridiculously quick time. And she ended up doing a similar thing to Cam Brooker, where she took out a lot of ground on the person that was leading, but it just wasn't quite enough. So now she was, again, she's one of those swimmers, a bit like Anne Harrod, where you go, they're just good all year round at the moment. It's so exciting, especially for the women's side of British swimming, because we have been a little bit weaker in recent years on the women's side. So to see a couple of the girls going so fast, I think, yeah, it's superb.
Yeah, it's incredible. As you say that, I'm literally just signing Archie's petition. So do forgive me if I'm a little bit off it. But and I think touching on the relays, I caught them, I think it was on the Sunday, maybe a little bit on the Saturday too, but I find it so interesting to watch. And I think this moves us on to the conversation around certain universities and their potential dominance in the relays. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the relays are so good to watch because you can put a man or a woman on any leg you choose, especially the mixed.
Yeah.
So those ones, in particular, someone could be coming out of nowhere, and then suddenly if you've potentially got a strong male swimmer against a slightly weaker female swimmer, or the other way around, or actually, you know, someone like Freya Colbert is chasing down a slower male swimmer, there are so many different dynamics within the race, which is so different to what we usually see, and it's really great to watch.
Yeah, no, the mixed medley in particular is so entertaining, because you don't really know what's going on until it's that last 50 meters or even less, because someone could be far ahead, but if you've got an absolute gun male on the last leg against the woman who's leading, they're going to be catching them. It's whether or not the woman can hold on and things like that. It gets so entertaining, and it really gets the crowd going. So no, I love the mixed relays.
No, they're good, and obviously you've got your mixed relays, you've got your female only and your male only. I seem to see a lot of traffic on the Bath Boys Instagrams about how is it their medley relay in the men's that they seem to win, or is that the freestyle?
They won the men's medley, which is really, I mean, considering that men's medley, they have, I think it's, yeah, they have three backstrokers. They got Jack Skerry, who did the backstroke, and then I think it was Toby Godsell on the breast.
Love Toby.
Who is actually a breaststroker.
Great guy.
Someone that's actually on their stroke. But then they go to Matt Ward on the fly. And
is he not a fly guy? Is he backstroke again?
Well, he kind of, having a conversation with him and a couple others, he kind of is in an awkward position where, because Bath is so strong at backstroke, that they know they're going to get lots of points from backstroke already. So they're better off using him in the fly, even though that's probably his third stroke. I would say freestyle is probably his second. He might say fly, I'm not sure. But he gets asked to do the fly, which he may not have been as happy with doing, but also at the same time, he's doing a job for the team. And he still managed to... It shows how good you are when, on your third stroke, you're getting a silver medal on the 50 fly. So he was doing the fly, and then again, they had Cam Bricker on the anchor, and he just... Yeah, classy. It was a really classy relay to watch. And Loughborough is so strong at relays every year. To beat them on anything is always impressive.
Yeah, obviously a very triumphant moment for anyone that wins a relay, but probably also quite a sad moment for some of these Bucks warriors. I think that's maybe someone like Canbrook's last Bucks. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else, but it's an emotional time. If you've been at uni for a 3 or 4 years, maybe longer if you've stayed on to extend your studies, especially if you're a professional athlete, it's an emotional one, especially in the relay, because you're going to look back on that relay for a long time, spending the weekend with your mates when you're uni, sort of in the prime of your life. It's sad to leave it behind.
Yeah, it's I mean, I didn't go to uni, so I didn't have the experience of Bucks, unfortunately, but seeing it now where I'm there as a coach, you can see how much it does mean for those guys and girls in their last meet. And you see the bit of emotion on some of their faces, and they're so desperate to get that last win under their belt. And you can see that for someone like Cam, who it was his last Bucks, unless of course he makes a sudden late decision to extend his studies, but I don't think that's going to happen. It's quite a nice and always touching moment to watch.
Yeah. Very touching. And talking of touching and touching the wall first, Stirling seemed to win a lot of these relays, and it seems to be something that they've been dominant for, even when you think of a Loughborough or a Bath. I guess they're all sort of performance centres, so it kind of makes sense. But I was kind of asking you, Luke, why are Stirling so strong? And maybe there are more reasons than just one, but one reason, and you'll probably say now, is if you've got Ang Harrod doing the breaststroke, that probably does help, but yes. I think there was a stat, I've got it wrong, but they won more than half the relays, didn't they?
It was something like that. They were much stronger than I would have expected them to be. You kind of forget, I think maybe because we're quite far away from Stirling, we kind of remember, we always think of Loughborough as a powerhouse, and we know Bath so well.
And probably traditionally, it is a powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not anymore.
But you got Stirling now, who they've got a tremendous squad up there, and with so many of them still in the university system, when they do go to things like Bucks, you suddenly realize, wow, this is a seriously good squad. And they were able to show it at that Bucks. I mean, every final there's a Stirling swimmer in, so yeah, they were really on hot form.
Yeah, fair play to them. And yeah, as I think when the commentator was rounding up, yeah, the amount of wins they got was pretty impressive. And I've signed a petition Fucking hell. Sorry, bleep that. I've signed the petition. We're now up over 96,762 signatures. Even when we're just recording this, I'm seeing that tick up. And I know that Luke's going to sign his in a bit. So we will share that in our story. But yeah, I think that kind of wraps up most of what I was going to speak about for Bucks. Take me a little bit behind into the cool room, behind the curtain, as it were. Is Sheffield quite active every day? Because I guess you've got a lot of swimmers who might only be swimming one or two days. Is there quite a scene outside of the pool?
Yeah, there's a
scene, all right.
There's a lot of swimmers that are there to race really, really well. Like those guys at those performance centres and those really high level unis. It basically, if you're in session one each day, which is the fastest 30 swimmers in each event, those guys do take it quite seriously. But bear in mind, in something like the 50 freestyle or 100 freestyle, there's those top 30 swim in the morning, and then the afternoon session is everybody else, and that's like another 150
swimmers. Is there any cutoff for Bucks?
There is. There's entry times.
Are they tough to get?
So long course is a little bit harder than short course, but they're kind of, I would say,
what's the 100 free long course for a man?
I think it's 105.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
And I think I know a man who can...
who is just inside that.
Do you fancy doing a PhD?
Sign me up.
You'd be like Max Litchfield. Yeah. You go until you're 30.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, get you in at Bucks.
Only if you do it as well, though.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay, we're both out then. But no, that's interesting to gauge. So, for context, I think that is a very doable time, especially for someone who's swum previously.
Yeah, what they do quite well with Bucks, actually, with that is they make the event, like the longer events, like the 400s and 800s, and to a lesser extent, the 200s, quite fast to get in, because they know that they take up more time, and that's why you see a bit more quality.
The longer distance.
Yeah, the longer the distance, the harder it is to get in, basically. They want to make sure that the sessions aren't really, really long.
They want to make sure it's a three-day event only.
Yeah, but when it comes to the 50s and 100s, they do lower the times considerably, and because they are trying to let as many people take
you mean put them up
increase the times,
lower the barrier to entry.
That's the one.
Here we go.
So they're trying to get as many.
I have to call you out because I make so many mistakes. I have to at least get one.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, I guess. But they do try and get as many people involved. And like with the relays, I don't even know if there is an entry time for relays, to be honest with you, because you do see a lot of different abilities in the relays. And it's really nice. It's really wholesome to see like some guys that have just, like I for instance saw five or six swimmers a couple of them even that I used to swim with that are still doing their studies, or some guys and girls that I used to coach when I was, they're around 19, 20 now, and they're still swimming at uni. Like they kind of weren't swimming as much towards the later times at Mainhead, but they're swimming again now. And you can just see them there, like, oh, and I just chat to them going, oh, what are you doing? Like, oh, I'm here mainly for relays, but there's a couple of individuals. And that's what's great to see, is that it keeps people's toes in the water, that they continue to stay swimming. And I think that's a really good message that I think some of that Bucks has got spot on, actually.
Yeah, and just, I was just thinking while you're speaking there, Luke, I'm trying to think, are there any kind of famous Bucks challenges? I remember when we were at cross country, I think there was possibly some drinking related challenges, but I do remember some of the Loughborough guys got covered in milk because one year it was sponsored by a milk brand. So if you won, you got given milk, and then they just poured milk over each other.
I didn't know that. I thought it was new to this year. There was a couple of competitions you could take part in. There was there was one by that milk brand, and it's literally just called milk. And it's
the milk's called milk.
They give you milk in a shot glass.
That must have taken a while to get through the courts. Surely milk's got something to say about milk.
You'd have thought so. Interesting. And their slogan is the original sports drink, because actually milk is a really good drink to have as recovery drink.
Well, we know which advert was it that did the Accrington Stanley one?
Who were they?
Yeah, who was no. Yeah.
Look, I can't remember
who
that.
Was the brand.
I mean,
some people might know.
I think it was about 20 years ago.
That's a milk advert.
It is, yeah, yeah. It was like Cravendale or something like that. Where it's
that's not
possible. It could have been any other milk brand, just to be clear.
So there was milk.
There was milk. And I won a bucket hat because I won one of the challenges.
Go on, go and get it.
Oh, I'll have to go grab it.
Go and get it. We're currently at 96,784 signatures now. I think it might be worth just staying on the podcast so we hit 100k. While Mr. Withers goes and gets his hat.
Okay, that's going to need a photo. For those listening, Mr. Withers has now popped on a bucket hat that is entirely in the pattern of a cow. And the question I want to ask is that white with black spots or black with white spots?
It's got to be white with black spots.
White with black spots. Where's my camera gone? Oh, here it is. Content. Don't say we don't provide you with content. That's live. That's special. So there was obviously some milk there. Did you see any other challenges going on? There must have been something.
Yeah, so the milk one was one of those reaction stick game things where they hold the tab in front of you and then the sticks drop out randomly. You got to catch all of them. And there was like keychains that could be won, but if you caught all the sticks, that was how you would win the bucket hat. So, you know, I did complete that one. And the other one was...
Might have won that one.
There was another one by Subway where they had it measured out in foot-long sandwiches, where if you could get the ball in the hoop from 20 foot.
Subway was sponsoring Bucks.
Subway was sponsoring Bucks. I had to hear the same thing every morning, their same announcement. It was just boring. It was just basically going on about how Subway is in partnership with Bucks. And it was actually quite cool.
Can they hit us up?
Well, I mean, I also, because I complete the challenge, literally 20 foot away, bounce the ball twice, bang, put it in first time. All my students are looking around at me like, can you go away now, please?
Wow. Because you're just taking all the prizes.
So there was that one. And then I won a Subway hand warmer, which, interesting. And
I get that.
And I didn't actually, if you signed up for the app and you did that, you would also get a free foot long. So yeah, there was a few little challenges like that around. And I think other sports may have had different events, because that's the thing with Bucks is it's not just, that wasn't just swimming that was on that weekend. The whole of Bucks it was like Bucks Big Weekend, I think they call it. So there was all these sports. I think karate were also in Sheffield. So it was quite funny to see athletes walk in. Some would be just like, you know, generic swimming, wearing all their swimming top. And then others you'd see wearing their karate gis and stuff like that, which is amusing to see the different sort of athletes that were coming through the building.
Yeah, I like that. So Bucks are claiming that they've enlarged the size of the weekend, or is the weekend the same size? They just supersized the events of the weekend. So 4-day weekend, is it?
I think it's still three.
Still
three.
No, 2-day weekend, 3-day event.
Yeah, that one.
That's it. Big weekend, but it's still 2 days. I guess if it's a 3-day event,
yeah,
Friday becomes the weekend. But no, Mr. Withers, thank you so much for your input today on our. I'm going to call it a big Bucks review. Maybe our producer could get that up in like big Bucks review. Wonderful to see you wearing your hat. I look forward to having you next on. What have we got to look forward to on the calendar? Obviously, what are we now? We're now just in March. What do swimming fans have to look forward to?
Oh, I think we're getting ever so closer to British Trials and Commonwealth Trials. So that'll be really good fun. But the sort of the main prep meet for that is the Edinburgh International meet. And that's something that we will definitely be talking about, because it's that's a really, really fast competition, because it's not just British athletes. There are some athletes from all over the world that do come over to Edinburgh for that. It's a really high level meet. So I do recommend that people tune into that. And that's in 2 or 3 weeks time, I think.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have to preview that. Leave that with me. But for everyone listening, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Go and sign Archie's petition. It's now up to 96,793. And Luke, you've still not signed it. What are you doing?
I know. I'll have to sort that out at the moment.
Right. On that note, we'll let Luke go and do that. Have a lovely Wednesday and catch you soon.